people ain't your friends. These people don't care about you, you know? And me and him, we got into it so much about that. I mean, it's like he 30-something years old, and now he just now realizing, you know, these folks don't care about me, you know? You should have been realized that, but...
He still is here?
He's going to truck driving school, so trying to get himself together, whatever, but people are jealous, man, just for no reason at all. You know, people are a trip, especially these people over here. They make up stuff about you. They just mad because they ain't where you at, you know, stuff like that.
So you don't have that many friends around here?
No. I don't. I mean, as far as these people on this street, yes, because I grew up with these girls over here. I mean, mostly all of us, I can actually say, I was spoiled, and they are too. You know what I'm saying? You go, I don't care what they say, you go over their house, they spoiled too. But I'm just saying, more of these people around here who think they little thugs and little gangsters, no. I don't socialize with these people. You know what I mean? It's like, get a life. You can leave here for 5 years, you can come back, these people gonna still be here on the corner doing the same thing. Ain't gonna change. It's just crazy. That's the only thing.
Huh? So you think that's different at other parts of the city, or you think that's pretty much the same all around?
I think it's going to be the same if you got, like, if you living in a pretty much all black neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You're going to always have your people who want to be hard, or, you know, think they hard. Think they little thugs and little gangsters, and, you know, some of them going to be jealous, and some of them just going to be where they're going to be. They still going to be where they at. Ain't going to get nothing out of life, you know. Some of these men around the corner, they 30-something years old, still doing what they were doing when they were 20 and 18, drinking and smoking reefer all day. You know, what is that? Ugh, I cannot stand that. Just ignorance.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
That is it. But that's about it. I mean, other than that, like, I mean, as far as the people on this street right here, they fine. You know, I grew up with them, like, my next door neighbor, she got her degree, she's going to get her master's, she's going to be a nurse, the girl across the street. She going to school. She going to be a doctor. The girl's up the street. Both, one of them, she's a massage therapist or something. And the other one, she's a chiropractor. So, I mean, everybody over here, you know.
They're doing something. The next part of the interview, I'm going to ask you some questions about what you think about language.
Okay.
And let's start off with, do you think that people in different parts of the city, in different parts of Atlanta, talk differently? And you can think about it, like, when you went to school in Tucker.
Yeah.
Okay. You say that very, you're very sure. Yeah. Tell me how they talk different and, like, what's different.
What you want to be, what, the Ebonics? What you talking about?
Whatever. What do you want to say?
What you mean, different parts of Atlanta, Decatur, what?
Any both of those. Different parts of Decatur, different parts of Atlanta. Like, do you think people talk differently in different parts of Decatur?
Yes. Not different parts of Decatur. I mean, it's not even necessarily people. It's just, I believe, how they were, not necessarily raised, but how can I put this? What they grew up around. Mm-hmm. Like, put it like this. When I'm talking to my girls, how I talk to them, I don't talk like that at work. You know what I'm, it's different. I mean, I know when I'm at work, I gotta say, I'm Georgia Nance. You know, I gotta put on the front. Like, you know, when I'm talking to a lot of my people, I be like, girl, what's up? You know what I mean? It's just different, you know? But, I mean, I'm trying to. But, yeah.
So, in Decatur, people talk differently.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, what about people, like, when you went to school in Tucker? I mean, just different parts of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when I went to school in Tucker, you know, my daddy said, because I went to a white school, he's called me a little white girl. Because, you know, he's called me a white girl because I come home, you know, like, I'm dad, you know, talking all like that. But, you know, I just be kidding him, but he was like, he feel like that helped me by going to a white school. He was saying by being in a different mixture of people, like, knowing how to handle myself, you know, how to handle myself.